Mark 3:16-19. These are the 12 he appointed: Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. To them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder: Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. How many of you were born between 1995 and 2000? Let's see. Yeah, you'd already been born by then. The most popular boy's name in 1996 was Michael. Who is like God, is what Michael means. And the most used girl's name that year was Jessica, a Hebrew name meaning wealthy, which might have been made up by Shakespeare for one of his plays. Michael stayed the number one boy's name for a string of years, according to this source anyway. But on the girl's side, Emily, German or English for hardworking, industrious, took over the top spot in 97 and stayed there into the 21st century. Not far behind were Sarah, princess, and Hannah, gracious. On the boy's side, in 2000, Jacob, which means supplanter, supplanted Michael at the top of the list. Others near the top were Matthew, gift of God, Joshua, God is my salvation, Joseph, God will increase, and John, or Johann, which is God is gracious, or the Lord is gracious. Why do parents give names to their children that they do? Perhaps it's because of someone that they know or someone that they knew. Perhaps it's because of a relative or an ancestor. When Elizabeth wanted to name her child John, she was told, "There's no one among your relatives who has that name." Maybe Jonah and his wife were thinking of some Uncle Simon when they named their baby boy Simon. He heard. Sometimes parents do look at the meanings of the names that they give to their children, but sometimes they don't. It's hard to imagine that Zebedee and his wife thought that their son would be a supplanter when they named him Jacob, or in the Greek it's James. And even if parents took the names according to the meanings, how do they know that the meanings will fit? Often it's more of a prayer than a prophecy. But when God told Joseph what to name Mary's baby, it meant something. You are to give him the name Jesus, the Greek for Joshua, the Lord saves, because he will save his people from their sins. And when Jesus called Simon Peter, stone, or James and John, Boanerges, sons of thunder, it also meant something. But did it mean that Simon was solid as a rock? Hardly. Simon was impetuous, outspoken, anything but solid like a stone. One minute he would be ready to draw his sword and fight to the death, or cut off somebody's ear if he couldn't cut his head in two. The next minute he would be denying that he even knew Jesus, cursing anyone who suggested that he did, and swearing to his lie in order to save his own skin. Hardly like a solid stone? Or when Jesus called James and John Boanerges, did it mean that when they spoke, they sounded like the voice of God at Sinai? I doubt it. If James and John were thunderclouds, they were rather quiet about it. Aside from the one time that they were rebuked for showing a judgmental spirit toward the Samaritans who would not put them up for the night, we don't hear a lot of their great power and authority. And yet they are given a name which might suggest just that, sons of thunder. All three of those disciples, however, became just what Jesus called them, for he made them so. Peter became solid and sure, confessing Christ even under persecution and strengthening his fellow believers in the same situation. You can read about it in 1 Peter 4. James became a leader of those who were faithful unto death. Acts 12. And gentle John would one day thunder the downfall of the great dragon in Revelation 12. Do you think Jesus gave special names to all the disciples? We're not told. Have you ever been given a nickname? Well, of course you have. We are the Lancers, mighty, mighty Lancers. But that's more like a Nick last name, isn't it? One that ties us all together as siblings. We're all Lancers. Or maybe you have been given a name that applied only to you. Did it describe you accurately or fairly? What if Jesus gave you a nickname? What would it be? Would it be a description? Or would it be a promise? Would it be poor in spirit? Mourner? Meek? Hungry for righteousness? Merciful? Pure in heart? Peacemaker? Persecuted for his sake? If any or all of those names apply to you, it is because he has made you so. And to all of these, he adds another nickname, Blessed. This he has also made you from the day that he put his name on you with water in baptism. It was a name of promise, and he will do it. Hymn 391.